Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to yet another lovely episode of this little show that we call the Bullshito Podcast. Mm. I am Seth. With me is my good friend, Sam.
What's up?
And we're here to talk a lot of things MMA.
Yeah, I'm down
we
bad.
We got, yeah, down bad.
The Yuri marks of the world bad. Are down bad, but we'll get there.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Pain.
Absolute pain.
Yeah.
So he's out. Right,
like
he's
bare minimum 9 months. They don't strip. Yeah, they don't strip a champion unless it's more than six.
Yeah, he's gonna be gone for a little bit.
Yep.
So you were saying you thought it was a PED pop.
I think it's very, very clearly not now because Dana is not the kind of person to cover that up. If he didn't cover it up for John Jones or TJ, who are clearly bigger draws, then I don't think he'd cover it up for some guy who barely speaks English. Respect to Dana on that. So I just think Yuri has the most mangled shoulder of all time and we won't see him for a while. But yeah, maybe we can post a screenshot or something on social media. Originally, me and Seth, our DMs were just me being like, fuck, he finally popped for PEDs. They got him on the 62nd test of the year. And I guess not, but sucks that my guy is out. Sucks that Glover won't fight either. But Blachowicz versus Ankalaev is a cool main event. We'll get there.
We'll absolutely get there. Yeah. Absolutely. It's still a good pay-per-view. A lot of people are like saying
no,
that the
it's not ruined
crashed,
at all. But it's very solid.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of cool contender fights on there. Who else is on that card? Matt Schnell. Matt Schnell is on this week's card. We'll get there.
Yeah, on this week. Yeah, on this week's card.
Next week is Ilya Teporia.
I love Matt Schnell.
I can't wait. Ilya Teporia, Bryce Mitchell is on that card. There's gonna be a lot of fun on 282 that's slept on.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually kind of hyped for that pay per view.
It's gonna be fun.
I still think, yeah, these past three pay per views have been really solid. They've been really, really good. And this one's no different. You still got Patty. You got Robbie Lawler, who's actually on the main card. Along with Darren Till against Duplessis, as mentioned, and then Bryce Mitchell, of course, as you said. You even
Duplessis,
got Rosenstruik on the prelims.
Silent S, Duplessis. Dricus Duplessis.
Oh, Duplessis?
Yeah.
Oh,
I know that because Roberto Soldic knocked him out. Spoiler for later. We'll get to Soldic. But I've heard Dricus Duplessis' name pronounced before by Polish announcers before he was brutally finished.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. Where is he from? Isn't he from South Africa or something?
Something like that.
Yeah. You also have Rosenstruik and Daukus on the prelims. Chris Curtis and Joaquin Buckley. You got Shabazzian coming back. It's not a bad card at all. Like you even got Gustafsson. Gustafsson. I don't know why he's playing.
Gustafsson is
early.
Out. Gustafsson is out.
Oh, he's out.
Yeah, that's probably not up to date. He was supposed to fight OSP, but now OSP is fighting some other guy who is a no name.
Oh.
Yeah, Gus is out. I think Gus, they rescheduled him to fight in January or something on a fight night.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
He's not on
there. I didn't know.
No, but Rosenstruik, Biggie Boy, Suriname's biggest musical artist, I really hope he knocks that cop out, respectfully. You know that about Rosenstruik, right? He like has a whole burgeoning career as a musical star in Suriname.
I did not.
In his home country.
This is the first time I'm hearing that.
A huge musician. He walks out to his own music. And he just happens to be a swang and bang and heavyweight on the side.
Wow.
Yeah. He makes like Afrobeat. Yeah.
Bro, that's crazy.
Yeah. Super cool dude.
I got to look more into his music then.
Yeah. Really boring fighter most of the time, unless he's like absolutely outclassing someone. But shout out to him.
Yeah. Shout out to him. Fuck it.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
It's like how that girl with the six pack is also like a doctor. On the side, what's her name? The
Julia Budd. You're not talking about Budd, are you?
No, she's she's a straw weight, not a flyweight. She's really tiny. Jin Yufrey, I think it is.
She's
like a biomed doctor on the side.
Bro, biomed is like actually crazy.
No, she's like one of the smartest people on earth, and she also happens to have a six pack and kickbox people.
I just hit my desk. Sorry, that's gonna clip.
This is like the random shit that's stored in my brain is Jin Yufrey's side career and Rosenstruik being a musical artist.
That's crazy, bro. You're like deep into the roster.
I just got my Spotify Wrapped for 2022, and my mission is to make Spotify Wrapped 2023. I'm gonna be Jarzinho Rosenstruik's biggest fan.
All right, bet.
All right,
you got to be in the 0.1% of listeners.
Yes, I'm in the top 3% of Yeet listeners, so we're already We're getting
I'm in the top 0.1% of Ween listeners. I'm so shocked, I'm pretty happy.
Dude, I can't believe it.
I'm pretty happy about that. I'm pretty happy about that. All right. Well, so obviously we had 281 come and go.
Amazing.
I thought it was a pretty good card.
It was great.
I thought we saw a lot of good fights there. Main card, spectacular. I wanted to just dive right into the main event. Izzy Adesanya, Paella. I was wrong. I thought Izzy was going to win that fight. You called it right.
I think I pussied out at the end and picked Adesanya, to be fair.
I think you picked Paella.
Okay. All right. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Because I definitely picked him at the outset. And then I think my, like, when it comes down to it, betting pick was like, it's probably just going to be Adesanya by decision. But
yeah,
Paella had all the tools to beat him and just did it.
Mm-hmm.
And the gas tank was there. The weight cut was there. Everything that was a factor that people were like, oh, he's never done this before. He is just the biggest hater alive. And the full, the pure vibes of hatred coursing through his vein. He was like, yeah, I don't care that I'm getting knocked down in the first round. I don't care that I'm getting out jabbed. I don't care that I'm getting taken down. I'm going to take him down. And he knocked him out.
Yeah, knocked him out.
Incredible.
First of all, I want to say that was Adesanya's, that was one of his best performances, hands down.
Top three. Whitaker 1 is obviously the best, and then probably Costa, and then this, I would say.
I would say Gastelum.
Gastelum's up there. I think about the ones where, like, he picked people apart effortlessly, and
yeah.
Whitaker 1 and Costa, he just, like, blew through them.
Yeah, he blew through Whitaker and Costa. You're right.
Yeah.
So the top four would be Costa, Whitaker, and
I would say this Gastelum, and then Gastelum, because
yeah, okay,
Gastelum,
fair enough.
Gastelum fucked him up more over the course.
Yeah,
of that
Gastelum
fight.
Was a better fight.
Yeah, way better. He was winning handily this Paella fight until he wasn't, and that's what's the magic of it is Adesanya was in full control, and then lost his leg and couldn't handle it.
Right. Yeah. I thought Paella did a good job of, like, closing him off,
yes.
Cutting the cage too.
His so cage cutting was
you saw
great.
You saw him backing up a lot. Like, Izzy Adesanya was around the outside of the fence pretty much the entire fight. And I know I know that there's, like, a big thing about, like, control time, being on the ground in MMA. I think that's control time. Because you're pretty much putting him in certain spots that you want him.
Yeah.
You know? Adesanya doesn't want to be against that
fight.
Cage.
It depends on the fight because, like, Dominic Reyes was backing up for a lot of the Jon Jones fight and was still in control.
But he wasn't on, like, the edge of the cage.
That's true. Yeah. Adesanya was like walking back and bouncing against the fence. Like, he was back.
He looked comfortable there. Yeah. He definitely looked comfortable there, but you don't want to be there, especially against Alex.
The hardest hitter. Pound for pound, we've seen since Rumble. Rest in peace.
RIP. Which is that's also something I was going to bring up. Yeah. Rumble's
Rip
crazy.
Rumble. What was it like? Leukemia or some really rare cancer. RIP. Got to shout that out. Paella, really impressive from him. I don't know where the division goes from here because Adesanya will probably get an immediate rematch, but I fucking hate immediate rematches. I'm so done with this shit. Like, Kamaru Usman should have to fight someone else before he fights Leon again. Adesanya should have to fight someone else before he fights Paella again. So I don't know. Maybe they do Adesanya versus Chimaev or something like that. I know Chimaev called Paella out, but I don't know. It'll be interesting to see where middleweight goes. I don't really have a matchup. Obviously, Whitaker Paella would be really fun. I want Whitaker to get his flowers, but, like, that was the whole motive behind me picking Paella was 5D chess to get my boy Bobby Knuckles his belt back. But I don't know. I think this is the most interesting outcome. And
yeah,
I'm very happy about that. I'm just gonna be interested to see what plays out because Paella, I don't think, can have a boring fight in MMA.
No. What I'm thinking, I hope this doesn't happen, but Chimaev has been barking up a storm to get at Paella for the middleweight title. I don't know where that's going to go because you either got Whitaker, Costa, and then you have Chimaev too, who is a title contender. He is a title contender.
He has to be.
I was saying that since he missed weight, I think he should fight somebody else. I don't think he should be next in line for a title.
So what they should do, right? Pejeda probably needs some time off. So you do the winner of Whitaker Costa against Pejeda, and then you do Chimaev Adesanya. You say, look, Adesanya, you just lost your fight. You've already beaten everyone else at middleweight that is a contender. You've beaten Brunson. You've beaten Vettori twice. You've beaten Cannonier. So we're going to give you this guy.
We're going to give you Chimaev.
We're going to give you this guy who's kind of an unknown at middleweight. Like, I think his best middleweight win is Reese McKee or whatever. Like, Kevin Holland, I think, was a catchweight. But here's a hard test. But he's also, you know, he's not someone you fought before. He's not a type of fighter you fought before. Beat him and you get your title fight back.
Right.
So
okay,
that'd be cool.
I mean, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, because if you do the whole like champions get rematches things, that means we're gonna see Leon Edward. We're gonna see Leon Usman 3, and we're gonna see Adesanya Pereira 2.
4.
Which is, oh yeah, well 4.
It sucks. But, I hate it.
No, but, wait, you know, 5. It would be 5. They fought 3 times in kickboxing.
Twice in kickboxing. Pereira won by decision, and then won by knockout, and then Adesanya went to MMA.
Really? I thought it was 3 for some reason.
No, this was technically Adesanya Pejeda 3, the last fight. So okay. Pejeda swept him, and we're still talking, the MMA media is still talking like Adesanya gets an immediate rematch. It's crazy.
I mean, I can see why they would give it to him, though. I mean, he was a dominant 185 champion.
But there's so many other interesting people at the division that has been stifled by boring Adesanya decision wins.
I don't disagree with that.
Give me Vettori. Give me what? It's not like, you know, like Holloway Volkanovski. It's not like, you know, oh, we're giving Holloway an immediate rematch. Well, yeah, because he was fucking knocking Jose Aldo out multiple times.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah, that dude deserves an immediate rematch. But Adesanya is like decisioning Jared Cannonier. Do we want that champion to have the belt back? I don't know. Maybe give him a hard test first.
All right. Yeah. I can see the logic behind that. Like, I don't think that's a bad idea. I mean, who's going to complain if they get to see Adesanya and Chimaev?
No,
I'm and not that's complaining. Like a fun I want to see
co-main.
That fight.
That's a fun co-main also, or like a fight night main event. You
that's
know?
A
like,
that's not a fight night main event. That's a pay per view co-main.
Yeah,
100%.
It's great.
Gotta be. Yeah. Chimaev should never be on a fight night.
And Adesanya is a huge like a huge face. Chimaev is a huge heel. Like it could be a non-title pay per view main event.
It people could be if you're gonna make 5-round fights that aren't title fights. That's the kind of fight you make.
Yeah, it's just all out violence because Chimaev he'll crank it up to 11 no matter what.
Yeah, he'll have a fantastic fight. Like he's never in a boring fight because the thing that people complain about with like grapplers like that is he's just sniffing his crotch. That's not what Chimaev.
No, Chimaev gets dominant position around. And reigns violence. Oh, I love him so much. All right. Speaking of tricky matchmaking and dominant champions, Zhang Weili tossed Carla Esparza around like a stuffed animal and then finished the weirdest rear naked choke I think I've ever seen. But yeah, this is what we expected. This is what everyone and their mom picked. Zhang Weili, they cut away from her doing her little run around the cage with her fist up and her little warrior scream and her little backflip. And it really made me mad. But I found a Cage Side Reporter video of it, which it made my heart warm. So shout out to Zhang getting her belt back. She always does a backflip and a little scream run around the cage with her fist up, and they cut away from it to show the crowd, and I was pissed.
You should send me that video so I can put it in the video.
I also have a freeze frame of her upside down in midair if you'd like that.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that'll be the
thumbnail.
Beautiful.
It'll be her just upside down.
So I don't think we have to talk about the fight very much. I am curious to hear who you think should fight Zhang for her belt next.
Anybody but Carla Esparza.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Anyone but Carla Esparza is a group of people that includes Rose Namajunas.
I mean, Rose and Zhang are... I think they would have an exciting fight.
The last one wasn't very good.
Rose
Zhang 2 was pretty boring towards the end of it. It was fun in the first little bit, and then when it was just like guard play, I was like, sleep.
I'd rather see that than risk seeing Carla Esparza. Well, yeah.
Carla's done. Carla should be gone. I'm fine. We're done with that. I think it has to be. It kind of has to be Andrade. I think
that's so messed up.
No, she's done. That's it. She's not buff enough or good enough.
Bellator? You want to go to Bellator and make six figures? All right, go over there.
Yeah, go to good one. Go fight some atom weights.
Eddie Alvarez V2.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it has to be Andrade. I think you give Andrade Zhang. See the rematch of that. The only rematch in that division we haven't seen yet. And then if Andrade can win, then you have a bunch of exciting fights. If Zhang wins, then maybe you do Lemos. Maybe you do Rodriguez. I don't know. But Nama Yunus needs another fight before I put her in another fucking title fight. Because she's, God, that Carla fight is an all-time snoozer.
You know what fight I would like to see? Hmm. I want to see Zhang Shevchenko. Yeah, that's the fight I want to see.
I would support that after Zhang defends the belt once. Because if Zhang defends the belt once against a veritable title challenger, Andrade is the real deal. Like, she earned it. She'd hit one of the nastiest submissions I've seen recently with that, what was it, a standing head and arm triangle against Lemos. Like, you do some shit like that, you get a title fight. So she should fight Zhang. And then Zhang, I think Zhang, my little muscle girl, she can definitely bulk up to 125 and challenge Shevchenko.
Yeah.
She'd be a head shorter, but the abs, the biceps, Zhang would just be buff as shit.
Yeah. I want to see Shevchenko fight again. It's been a minute since we've seen her.
I believe they're trying to book her against Fiora, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know when that's going to happen, though.
Yeah, we'll see. Nothing's been booked for her for quite some time.
Since the Talia Santos fight, yeah.
Yeah, true.
Anything else?
What else do we want to... Zhang, but we could just move on to Poirier and Chandler.
Oh yeah.
Get right to the meat and potatoes of this card. The best fight on the card.
Pick this one right.
The fight that everybody was looking for.
Yep.
I know what you were saying. I know what you were saying earlier about how I might have not picked Poirier. I totally think I picked Poirier, but said I wouldn't be surprised if Chandler were to win by rear naked choke.
I picked wrong. I think you did pick it right in terms of you said, okay Poirier is probably going to box him up.
It could be. I want to say that I picked Poirier and said that about Chandler. If mm-hmm. Chandler would have won, I would have admitted that I got it wrong because I picked Poirier.
Yeah.
That's from my recollection. If I messed that up.
No, you're fine.
I'm very sorry, YouTube. I'm very, wherever we're
Anchor.
Getting uploaded
FM,
to now.
Sponsor of this podcast. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Anchor FM, for allowing us to be on Spotify and Apple Music and Google Podcasts.
Stitcher.
Or whatever that. Yeah, I think so. I think there's like seven different ones. Yeah, we're all over the place now.
We're global.
All five of us, all five of you guys listening. We're around the world now.
Cut to that picture from the Insider UFC presentation when he was pitching to investors. It was a picture of the Earth, but it was an octagon, and it said in all capital letters, "World fucking domination." Cut to that. That's us with Anchor.fm. We're
yeah, true.
The octagon Earth.
And if you want to make your own podcast, go to Anchor FM. That's another ad read. We did one before this. They get an extra one just because we like him so much.
Hell yeah. I love that.
But yeah, this fight, fantastic fight.
It delivered.
Fantastic fight. It's going to be fight of the year candidate. I don't think it should be fight of the year.
No.
For very obvious reasons. But it is one of those caliber fights that we got. Chandler does not know how to have a boring fight, even if it means that he has a better chance of winning. Even if it means that he can wrestle, because he could have won that fight. If he wrestled Poirier and kept that up, we might have been seeing Poirier decision loss. And
even
then Michael
if he
Chandler
wrestled,
take two and three.
Because he did try to wrestle, but he tried to throw him into the sun. Like, Chandler was like, "If I'm gonna try to wrestle you, I'm not going to try to double leg. I'm going to suplex you out of the fucking cage." And the reason the reason Poirier ended up winning is because Chandler tried another explosive suplex and Poirier was able to get sort of position on him. And it was the same thing against Gaethje, where arguably if Chandler had just gotten a takedown and done a normal double leg on Gaethje in that third round, he would have had a split decision win instead of Gaethje reversing it in midair and taking him down. But God bless Michael Chandler for being an all-time violence weight. Action fighter. Love that dude.
True. I do think he should change up his fighting game. I think he can be a champion if he actually does wrestle more. Like, because we saw it that he's got an elite wrestling skill. And if he puts it to use, yes, it might be a more boring fight than we're accustomed to, but I think he can absolutely contend for a title.
Yeah. Yeah, and
hot take, but I think he's that good, but so he doesn't do it.
Who do you give Chandler to test him then? Because Chandler is fighting for the Masvidal fight now, the BMF.
That's never gonna happen. Well, never gonna happen.
Masvidal shut him down.
Yeah, Masvidal shut him down. I don't even think it's a good fight to make because, like, what's the point of Chandler fighting at 170? He still has value as a contender. He still has value.
So maybe Chandler Gamrot.
Chandler Gamrot is fun.
They're both coming off a loss. Gamrot is the kind of guy who has really basic technique that would be able to test Chandler if he wants to mature.
Give him Dariush. I don't know. Like, I know we're campaigning for Poirier and Dariush. Yeah. I think we should do Poirier Gaethje 2 and do Dariush Chandler.
That first fight was so good.
I think we should have winner Poirier Gaethje challenge for the title. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They challenge for the title. Dariush fights Chandler because Dariush hasn't really fought anybody like besides Gamrot. We got to give him like one guy at least.
Every time he fights a big relevant name, he loses. The Barboza fight was the last big one besides Wash Tony. I'm not even counting.
Yeah. I think the loser of Poirier and Gaethje, right? So let's say Dariush beats Chandler.
Yes.
And Dustin beats Gaethje.
Yeah.
Dustin challenges for the belt.
Yeah.
And then you have the winner, let's say it's Dariush, be the next guy up.
Okay.
So you have Poirier, Islam wins, whatever. Then you have Dariush, Islam. And then maybe by then you have Oliveira back as well.
So that's what I was going to say, is this leaves Oliveira in the cold and it leaves...
Oliveira said he's taking a break anyway. Well, yeah. So that's kind of my thought process behind it.
This kind of leaves a great matchup maybe for like March or April, because they said they offered Oliveira a defense in January and he said he wanted more time. March or April, fight night main event, Charles Oliveira, Rafael Fiziev. Inject it into my bloodstream now. That'd be a good fight.
Yeah, Fiziev is another good.
That's the one guy who's out in the cold because Tsarukyan is fighting Ismagulov this month.
There's so many lightweight, good lightweights out there right now.
They need a top 25 on the UFC website. That's the only division where we need a top 25 ranking, like not a top 15.
Dude, it's gonna take them so long for all those contenders to Moicano get their title
still
shots.
Isn't ranked. Moicano is just hanging. He's the wild man out in the cold.
Yeah, like you got Moicano in there now. Like it's gonna take year. It's gonna take literal years for all of those people to get contendership fight, like to get title fights. It's gonna take years because you still have the value of Poirier, Gaethje way up right now. Chandler's still good value. Still got Connor, whatever the fuck happens with him. Who knows what the fuck's going to happen with him? If he's going to come back at 170, he might even come back at 155. Maybe. If a certain somebody beats Islam Makhachev in Perth, Australia, baby. That was one of my guesses that I told you. I think Connor might challenge Volk if he wins.
Connor loves size and reach advantages.
And now the whole fucking division is
Volkanovski would be the only lightweight smaller than Connor at that point. So
And you know UFC would be like, all right, Connor. If you're going to win a title, this is where you're going to win a title.
Oh, man.
Because I think Connor's a bad matchup for Volk. Love Volk. Think he beats Connor. Connor's a bad matchup for Volk. 100%.
Yeah. Okay, do you have any other fights that you want to shout out from this card? If we want to maybe do one each or something like that? Any performances?
Hold on. Let me recollect. You go first.
Pull up the card. What's his name? The wrestler. Petrosian, I believe his name is. Or Petrosian. Let me pull up the card really quick so I can make sure I'm pronouncing it properly. But on the prelims, the dude fought Petroski. My fault. He fought Wellington Turman. He proved he really has some resilience in that division. Excited to see him kind of go up in a step in competition, because Wellington Turman is kind of like, if you beat him, you're okay. Good technique. Really cool. Not super exciting. Not a lot of people watched it because it was the first fight of the prelims, but it was cool. And my call from when we said, hey, what would you bet on this card? I said, it's going to be pretty tough to bet on some things on this card, but there was one thing that I would stake the entire mortgage on, and that is Aaron Blanchfield W Moneyline. And boy, did she prove me right on that one. I believe the final tally was something like 110 strikes landed to 6. Finally got her out of there with a Kimura, where she almost wrenched her arm out of her socket, I think it was. Yeah, Monster would like to see her get one more fight and then probably challenge Shevchenko. Fast track her to a title shot, man. If you're going to fast track anyone, fast track Erin Blanchfield.
My shout out's going to be Dan Hooker. Love seeing him get a win. I thought Claudio
TKO like by cowardice. Yeah.
Fought like shit. Yeah. But I like that Dan Hooker got a win. So that's going to be my shout out. Yep. Other than that, the main card is the shout out.
It was so good.
Yeah, Dan Hooker. Thank you. I love Dan Hooker. Like, I'm a big Dan Hooker fan. Michael Chandler said that he did not want to fight Dan Hooker. He thought he was a bad matchup for him.
And then got him out of there in like 70 seconds then got or whatever him out of there. It was. Yeah.
Yeah. But still, Dan Hooker, skilled fighter, entertaining for me to watch. Yeah. Crisp striking, may not be the fastest. It's like Paheia though, but he doesn't have the power that Paheia does in his division.
Yep. He used to, but with the knees and the elbows and everything, but he kind of stopped using them.
Yeah.
Also obligatory. We said RIP Rumble, RIP Frankie Edgar. I hope he enjoys heaven. It's so sad that he passed on to another life, but, you know, the first guy that we've ever seen die in the cage from a brutal flying knee, second one he's been hit by in a row. RIP. Enjoy the pasture, man. Take good care. See ya.
He's not actually dead though, right? He's not actually dead.
Rest in peace, Frankie Edgar. If he's not actually dead, his ego was slaughtered mercilessly by Chris Gutierrez hitting him with the exact same knee Sandhagen caught him with in front of his kids.
Just
sad.
Less flashy too.
Going
less
out flashy. Sad.
Yeah, that's yeah. Terrible. That's right. Terrible.
What do we have after
local 281? Local guy too. It had to be a local guy. It just had to be.
Had to be, yeah. 281 recap is that it. I don't have anything else I want to cover from that card. It was just awesome. Go back and rewatch
me
it
neither.
If you haven't. It was great.
Yeah, yeah. I think the Adesanya Paheia fight is actually worth like
yes every listener.
If you're a striking fan,
it.
Like
it's
it was a nice fight.
Paheia's leg checks and leg like he does the little Aldo thing where Aldo would hinge at the knee and pull his leg back to avoid the leg kick entirely, and Paheia was doing half of that and half of just planting and checking and turning the shin outwards. Really smooth leg kick defense from him, which I think was a big thing for Adesanya getting a little uncomfortable.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go watch that fight again. All the listeners on Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, all that stuff. Yeah.
Wherever.
Wherever. I'm not saying the sponsor again. We did our two ad reads. Now pay us. Yep. Pay me my dime. Yeah.
All right, moving on. This is going to be a new segment of the show, Sam. Debuting segment of the show. It's called Wow, That Was a Bad Take. Now, I want you to listen to this really bad take right now.
Sure.
And that concludes the segment of Wow, That Was a Bad Take. Chael! What do you got to say about Chael?
All right.
By the way, that was totally going to clip. Sorry.
You know,
sorry.
You're fine. watch some Premier League. Watch the World Cup, Chael. You're one of the most nationalistic people in MMA. You made an entire bit about how Anderson Silva was speaking pig Latin because you couldn't fucking understand his language. Just go be a U.S. national men's team fan and enjoy it. We're in the knockout. Like, yeah, our particular brand of soccer, U.S. soccer, sucks. We're awful to watch. Every minute is excruciating. But, like, maybe this will get you go be a Arsenal fan, be a Man City fan. You'll see some beautiful, beautiful athletic exploits.
I don't think he's gonna hear none of that.
No, I don't think Chael cares.
Nah. Mm.
Sad.
No, he is undefeated and has never lost a round after all.
Based.
Absolutely based. Absolutely based. All right. But yeah, that's the debut of the soundboard. Everybody, round of applause.
Debut of a terrible take. I'm sure we'll get more because MMA is just chock full of them. I don't know who Ariel supports. I'll be curious to look into that. I know he's a Bills fan, which is just cursed.
Yeah, which is kind of disgusting.
Yeah, it's so sad.
Is he even from Buffalo, New York?
No, he's Canadian, but Buffalo
is
like
a piece of shit.
It's like
dude.
As close as you get, I guess.
What a piece of shit.
Until Toronto gets an NFL franchise, I guess all the Canadians have to be Bills.
They're
fans.
Totally gonna get a freaking franchise. They're totally gonna get one.
Well, I'm hearing there's rumors of there being just an NFL division that is all European teams. Like they'll do a Berlin team or a Munich team, a London team, something like that. Maybe a Mexico City team. There'll just be like an international division because the Bayern Munich crowd was so good. Like that, I don't know if you watched that game, Seahawks Bucks, but Germans fucking love football. So,
fuck is that gonna work though?
I have no idea.
For like travel and stuff like that.
Fuck the players. Nobody gives a shit. We want Moicano. Goodell wants money. Moicano wants money. Yeah, fuck the players. They can fly 10 hours to Germany twice a year. Fuck it.
Well, what about the people that play in fucking Germany?
Yeah, fuck them too.
They're gonna be not happy.
Yeah. Yep.
They're not gonna be happy at all.
Nope.
Oh man. Well, all right. That's one bad take. We got one bad take out of the way.
I have some more coming up if we're talking about UFC Orlando.
Okay. Okay. Well, do we want to conclude with the Orlando card?
Or I don't
care. Okay. Okay. Well, here, why don't we listen to what Conor McGregor's been up to for the past week? An absolute shitstorm on wherever the fuck he sends these voice messages to. Obviously, I don't know if you know about what's been going on with Artem Lobov.
Artem Lobov is suing 10% him. Of
suing
proper number
McGregor,
12.
Which is hilarious. This is already hilarious.
Proper number 12.
McGregor went on a frenzy putting out these voice messages. Here's one of them. Here's one of them. We're going to play it right now.
Is he calling him a blouse? What is that?
Yeah, he called him a blouse.
Wow, a fairy blouse.
Yeah, I don't know what any of that means, but hey.
I believe he's saying he is gay. I believe that's what he's trying to imply. Oh,
hey, maybe he knows something that we don't.
I mean, they were best buds for a while. Maybe they were real close.
Yeah, that's gonna be crazy. That when Artem starts like just spewing Twitter with like a bunch of shit that McGregor's done, all the accusations about him sleeping with other women, which he probably does, and we don't really need to know.
Yeah.
We don't really need to speculate on that.
No,
but he's probably gonna fucking say some shit.
I'm just excited for UFC 290 main event McGregor versus Lobov.
Oh no, that's gonna be a BKFC main event.
Ha. Lobov is going to go to BKFC and fight some guy named McGregor, but it's like John McGregor from Florida.
John McGregor?
Yeah, from Florida.
He's going
They just try. BKFC just tries to clickbait everyone into a $20 pay-per-view with Lobov versus McGregor. It's the wrong McGregor.
Yeah, this is just nuts, man. McGregor, I think he's picked up the white stuff again.
Most likely. I mean, you don't send unhinged voice memos sober.
No, definitely not.
Do you know who
but
else?
It is a Conor thing to do.
It is a very Conor
cocaine, McGregor thing to
cocaine
do.
Is a very Conor thing to do.
And that too.
Can you name any other fighters from that gym? I'm just curious because there's, I know one, but
Gunnar Nelson.
Ah, that's not the one I knew. Johnny and, Walker is training out of SBG.
And then you also have Jack Gallagher.
I have no idea who that is, but that's the, I didn't know
that's
Gunnar
the
Nelson
Conor was. McGregor wannabe that's in Bellator at 135.
I remember that guy.
Yep.
I remember
still,
him.
I mean,
like
he still fights. He's good. Okay. Yeah, he's good. He's good. He's turning into his own, more of his own personality.
That's
which
good.
Is good. But it's still, he's still a fucking loudmouth.
The cringiest one was the dude, Davey something. No, not Davey Grant. He was in the UFC. He fought on the Madison Square Garden card last year. And he said, a countryman of mine once said, I'm not here to take part. I'm here
Ian
to
Gary.
Take over. Yeah, Ian Gary. That dude fucking sucks. I hate that dude.
You don't like Ian Gary?
He fought that dude with a staph infection and then blatantly ripped off Conor lines. Like, just a piece of shit. Thumbs down from me.
Big, you don't like Ian Gary?
I'm an Ian Gary hater. Yeah.
Do you hate Irish people?
No, I love Conor.
Any other Irish people?
I can't think of any off top, but I do support Irish independence. Come out, you blank and tans, bangs. I just downloaded a Eurobeat remix of it. Fuck the queen, rest in piss. So I'm on their side in spirit, yeah.
But I only like Conor McGregor.
Well, there's not like a bunch of Irish athletes. That's kind of the whole point of Conor's blow up was like he was the first one in the wild.
You got Sheamus in the WWE, bro.
I don't watch pro wrestling, so maybe he's cool.
Unfortunately,
I think I saw a video of him lifting with Larry Wheels. So he's pretty cool.
He did lift with Larry Wheels.
Yeah, that's sick. All right. I like Sheamus.
Yeah, Sheamus is cool.
I like the dude in AEW who just doesn't care and doesn't put in any effort at all. He just like walks in with his hands in his pockets and like moves out of the way.
Oh, yeah. Orange Cassidy.
I fuck with that guy.
That guy's great. Yeah. That guy's great. Hey, yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, Connor being Connor. He's
I'm glad he's back.
He's big too. He's big.
Yeah.
A lot of things going around about Connor that he's like 200 pounds though. I don't understand. He's not.
I don't think he's 200 pounds. I think he's 185 pounds, and I think he is on human growth hormone.
He's
can't wait for him to
TRT.
Cycle that out of his system and pass a drug test because oh boy.
Yeah, and he said, "Oh, I'll be back. You know, I'll be back in the pool February. We're booking a fight." Okay, well, that fight's not going to be until August.
August, yep.
Because he's not getting an exemption, and he cannot return to the pool until February.
Right. Well, I mean, if they did an exemption for Brock Lesnar, we'll see. I'll be curious.
Yeah,
but
so that kind of goes that what we talked about before, the lightweight division kind of goes into Conor here, because you're going to have in August, who else are they going to give a lightweight title fight to if Volk won and is still the champion?
Yep.
It's going to be Conor.
Yep.
Conor's going to take the
Conor,
fight.
Conor is the guillotine
matchup.
Hangover and now, everyone's hopes and dreams.
Now Topuria, Poirier, Gaethje, Oliveira, Dariush, Gamrot, all of these lightweights just get knocked down the pole. Fiziev.
Yep. Because Conor will make Dana want money. That should be a soundboard clip for later. We'll add
and
that
Moicano.
In post, guys. Is the Moicano want money clip? That's just everyone's incentive in this whole situation. But
by the way, shout out to Moicano. Great performance.
Super cool. Yeah.
I called that.
Banged him out. Rear naked choked him. It was sick.
That's the one I got on you.
Any other breaking news?
No, I don't think so. I think we're good on breaking news.
Do we want to cover Orlando?
Yeah, let's cover Orlando. Let's get right to it.
This main event
we
sucks.
We have. You think it sucks?
There are two guys with no power. They're just going to hit each other and go to a decision.
That's the fun part, because they don't go to sleep, and so they keep striking.
I mean, I hope Wonderboy... I would like it if they both talked shit. If Wonderboy was like talking shit back and smiling, I'll enjoy it. Otherwise, I think it's going to be really boring.
I think it will be a fun matchup.
The rest of the fights are great.
I look at Kevin Holland like a Jorge Masvidal, and Thompson versus Masvidal was fun. I think Thompson's capable of having great performances against strikers.
We'll see.
And you're giving him a striker.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun fight. What's really going to be a fun fight though is Barbarina and RDA.
Dude, I can't fucking.
I can't wait for that fight. That fight's going
to
be fun.
Tuivasa Pavlovich
and Tuivasa is on the
Oh man, what a great
card!
Except for the main event.
He's way too down on the card. he should be way higher.
Well, they're giving RDA a bunch of respect. You know, former title holder, former title challenger, like RDA needs to be above two fat heavyweights, respectfully. Like, I love Tuivasa, right. But like, you know, RDA is a legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I could see where the I don't know. I see Tuivasa as a star. I think he becomes a star one day.
I mean,
because he's got a person. He's got a good personality.
Yeah, he's a huge draw. Everyone likes him. The U.S. fans love him. Florida is gonna love him, especially if he wins, which I think he will. But yeah, there's some shit on the prelims of this card, if I'm not mistaken. That's just like ridiculous.
Yeah, you got Elkins Pierce. You got Michael Johnson versus Mark Jacquezzi.
Jack Hermanson, Roman Dolidze, Eric Anders,
and
Kyle Dawkins.
Yeah, Roman Dolidze. Yeah. You got Clay Guida fighting. Angela Hill, who's kind of an exciting fighter.
Michael Johnson opening up the fight. Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is such a good. Tracy Cortez, Amanda Hibas fighting for hottest flyweight left in that division. Who else? Mateos Nicolau versus Matt Schnell. That's gonna be super fun. Matt Schnell coming off
that fight's
that absolute
great.
Demolition of Sumaderji.
Yeah.
Oh man, what a great fight night to come back from after a week off and main event Ion Cutelaba. I'm so glad.
Oh yeah, this is one of the better. I think this is better. One of the better fight night cards of the year.
Well, whenever they take a fight night somewhere outside of the Apex, we get like UFC Austin, which was amazing. Or UFC London, which was amazing. Or UFC, what was it, Long Island, which was really fun. But all the UFC Apex ones, it's like hit or miss. But this is like stacked to the gills with fun violence. I can't wait.
Dude, when are they going to come to Philly? Last Philly fight
was, I believe, Gaethje Barboza. Or Gaethje Barboza, yeah.
Yeah, where he knocked him out.
Well, Dana said 2023, we're coming out of the Apex more, so hopefully.
I would love it if we got a pay-per-view for once.
We're never going to get a pay-per-view.
Probably not, but I want a pay-per-view.
That'd be great, but we're not going to get it.
Yeah, the only title fight we're ever going to see is if any women's title fight will be on a fight night.
What do you mean, man? We have WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, we do have WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That's going to be lit. And the World Cup.
Yeah, we're getting a couple games. But the games were... like, WrestleMania is actually a big deal. World Cup will probably get, like... I don't know, Ecuador versus Ghana or something where it's like not really a meaningful game.
Oh.
Because it's not Philadelphia, it's the US, Canada, and Mexico. And so they're spreading all of the group stage games out among all of the populous cities. So we're going to get like two games. But also,
okay,
like,
so WrestleMania is going to be the cool
one. WrestleMania will be the huge one, yeah.
Yeah, I might actually go to that.
It's really expensive. Good luck. It's like $3,000, I think. It's something ridiculous.
Yeah, the resales are probably dumb right now.
Yeah.
But all right. Yeah, I mean, this is going to be... I mean, let's just get right to the picks. Where do we want to start? I mean,
Wonderboy by
prelims?
Decision. Dalidze by fun finish, because I love that dude. Tuivasa by...
Murder.
Left elbow. Matt Schnell, because I don't like Nicolau very much, and I hope Matt Schnell keeps just like completely ruining people's faces. I don't know. A lot of these fights, it's like technically there's not a whole lot that I like analyzing, and there's not a whole lot of like, ooh, I'm going to be watching this for the slick technique and interesting style matchup. It's like, hey, these two dudes are going to try to kill each other as hard as possible, and that's great, and I can't wait to see
it.
It's like
true.
The whole card is car crashes, and that's going to be really fun for me.
I think it's definitely going to be Stephen Thompson decision.
Yes.
It's going to be RDA submission, I think.
RDA decision, I think, but we'll see.
I think submission. I say Matt Schnell decision. Tuivasa knockout.
Yep.
We got the Hermanson and Dolidze fight is kind of hard to call, but I think I'm going to go Hermanson.
Have you been
Hermanson.
Seeing the Dolidze fights recently? He knocked Phil Hawes out three times in one fight.
Oh.
Yeah, he's just a maniac now. I can't disrespect JP Baez like that, but Cheyenne Vlismas has got my man Roman Dolidze acting up, dare I say. Do you know about this drama?
No, I do not.
Okay, so remember the Dana White Contender Series, they were like, ooh, there's a married couple and they're fighting on the same night. And then they won on the same night.
Oh my God, yeah.
Cheyenne Baez and JP Baez. So then Cheyenne Baez became Cheyenne Vlismas mysteriously. We didn't know why. And it turns out that JP Baez called her out on Twitter for fleeing to Georgia to have an affair with Roman Dolidze. And ever since then, Roman Dolidze has just been like on another level and murking fools.
No way.
So he home wrecked JP Baez and now he's home wrecking fools in the octagon. Allegedly.
Bruh. No way.
Yeah, not allegedly in terms of he's been knocking out guys, because I think he also fucked up Kyle Daukaus or something, but he's just going crazy in the octagon. Allegedly broke up a marriage.
Allegedly.
With his Chad Balkan Georgian looks. We love to see it.
All right. Well, I'm changing my pick then. Dolidze by murder.
Yeah. Shout
sorry,
out to
Hermanson.
Yeah.
Shout out Dolidze.
Yeah. It's funny too because JP Baez is a flyweight and Cheyenne Baez is a flyweight. So they're both like the same size. And JP Baez is like 5'4. And then Roman Dolidze is like 6'1. Fucking perfectly built, has like the pecs and everything. So it literally is the Chad Virgin meme. Like JP Baez is a manlet.
That's terrible.
It's terrible, but it's funny.
That's terrible, bro.
Yeah. Who you got Hebos versus Cortez? I'm picking Hebos just because I think she's more fun, but it could be anyone.
Hebos by submission. That's what I'm calling.
Yeah, I hope so.
I say Eric Anders knocks out Kyle Daukaus.
That'd be cool. I like Kyle Daukaus, though. I like him more than Chris. So whoever wins that fight, it'll just be fun.
Kyle Daukaus is good.
Eric the Dentist Anders, I believe his nickname is.
Oh my God. Does it say on here? No, it does not.
I believe he is Eric the Dentist Anders. let me double check. But I believe that's correct.
Huh. Oh, you also got Nico Price and Phil Rowe.
I love Nico Price.
Yeah, Nico Price by off the back upkick knockout.
Sick. no, my fault. Eric Anders fought the guy with the dentist nickname, and it was a no contest due to groin strike. Eric Anders' nickname is even better. He is ya boy Eric Anders.
Yo, shout out to your boy.
Shout
Eric
out to
Anders.
Your boy Eric Anders.
Nico Price versus Phil Rowe. I got Nico Price by off the back upkick KO.
That'd be great. I would love it.
Angela Hill beats Emily Ducote.
Angela Hill.
Ducote, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't even know if Scott Holtzman is that good, but I'm picking him over Clay Guida because it's Clay Guida.
And Clay Guida is ancient. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got Jacquezzi and Michael Johnson, which actually is a fun
it's
fight.
It's crazy that Michael Johnson is this disrespected on a card where RDA is getting this much respect. Like Michael Johnson.
Did he not have a good performance his last fight too?
Yeah, he had a good performance his last fight. The dude knocked out Dustin Poirier.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? Give the man
his
flowers.
I don't know. I see Michael Johnson as a +230 underdog on these odds.
I put some money on it.
I put some money on that fight because you don't know.
Jacquezzi's not
Jacquezzi
that
has,
good.
Yeah, I mean, he was labeled as like the next big thing.
He's not that good.
What, in like 2016?
Yep.
Or something
and
like
he's,
that?
He's clearly mediocre, and Michael Johnson is still a threat no matter how many times he
Michael
loses.
Johnson is good. Yeah. He's quick, very quick. Speed, like. Jacquezzi's flashy, cool. Michael Johnson is—he's quick. Like he'll get to your off button quicker than you even know that it's happening.
Yep, and it's so sad that he'll only be remembered for the Gaethje fight where he got gassed and finished, and the Joe Rogan clip of in Khabib highlight mixtapes forever. They'll show Michael Johnson getting Kimura'd and Joe Rogan going, "He's gonna break his arm. He's gonna break his arm. It's all over." Like, that's, I don't know. Michael Johnson deserves some fucking respect on his name.
Yeah. All Michael Johnson. Also, tough. Was he a tough winner?
I don't believe so.
He was like the number one pick in tough. Everybody thought he was,
That's a blind spot for me. I don't know tough that well.
I think he won tough. I don't know, though. I don't know for sure.
Let me take a look.
And I think maybe hold on. Let's see. We got Michael Johnson.
He lost the finale to Jonathan Brookins.
Who did he lose to? Oh.
And then get ready for some of these wins. You ready for this?
Okay.
Win Tony Ferguson, unanimous decision, May 2012.
He beat Tony Ferguson by unanimous decision?
Uh-huh. Win Edson Barbosa, unanimous decision, 2015. 2015. Then he lost to Beneil Dariush, lost to Nate Diaz, beat Dustin Poirier, KO punches, and then lost to Khabib, lost to Gaethje, lost to Darren Elkins, beat Andre Healy.
How did he lose to Elkins?
Rear naked choke. Andre Feely win, Artem Lobov win, then four loss streaks. So Josh Emmett, Stevie Ray, Thiago Moises, Clay Guida, beat Alan Patrick, and then split decision robbery against Jamie Mullarkey in July of this year, which was fight of the night. It was great. That's a whole lot of shout malarkey, if I do say so myself.
Shout out Jamie Mullarkey. Yeah. I was just about to say it, but I saw you were about to come in for the nice punchline.
That decision was a lot of malarkey.
Yeah. Or lack of malarkey, I should say.
Yeah.
Because he didn't win.
But yeah,
get it? Ha!
Michael Johnson, 20-18, fascinatingly. He's barely 500, but man, give that man some respect. Put him on the main card opener.
I feel you. Yeah. Honestly, I think he should be on the main card. He's fun to watch.
Yep.
That fight's going to be fun. They're not going to grapple. They're going to strike. Mm-hmm. And I want to see what happens. But I got Johnson winning. And I got Johnson winning by KO.
Other news, I think Soldic, the Roberto Soldic, he was the undefeated, or not undefeated, but he was double champ in KSW. Knocks fools out. It's crazy. Look up some of his highlights. He has the most vicious left hook. He's debuting in one against an undefeated prospect. I can't wait. Next week, Renier de Ridder is defending one of his 2-1 belts. Renier de Ridder's ultimate mission in 2023 is to become triple champ in one. He wants 3 weight class belts, which is crazy. Shout out to him. Hope he gets it. I don't know. There's not too much else going on until Bellator Rising on the new year. In terms of outside of the UFC.
Oh yeah, they're doing a cross. Aren't they doing a cross?
Yep.
That's gonna be funky.
Super fun. AJ McKee is fighting. Kyoji Horiguchi is fighting. I believe Mads Brunell is fighting. And then they're doing Ryan Bader Fedor 2 as Fedor's retirement fight in January, I think.
What are they doing with McKee? Who's he? Is he going to be?
He's fighting some dude
for the belt
that he's going to beat.
Okay, so he's not going back for the belt.
No, not that I.
He
know
moved
of.
Up, right? He's not a featherweight anymore. He's a lightweight, right? Now, right?
So I think he's going to beat this Ryzen dude, and then he's going to try to fight Usman Nurmagomedov.
Oh,
good luck.
That's going to be
because Usman is the champ now.
Yeah, Usman Nurmagomedov, who's actually a really, really good fighter.
Insanely good. Like, I think has potential to be better than Makhachev or Khabib if he's nurtured properly. He's Khabib with kickboxing.
Yeah, I mean, that is true.
He's not as, like, genetically gifted, but he has all the Dagestani technique on the ground, and then he also just, like, has really mean kicks.
Interesting. I wonder when his contract is up. Might be an interesting
UFC is
UFC
gonna throw the
get.
Fucking bag at him. I swear to God.
And AJ McKee.
Yeah.
I think they throw the bag at AJ McKee. Who's to say Gegard Mousasi doesn't come back?
No, I very much doubt it. Regional shout out to Jack Slack, regional champion Gegard Mousasi. yeah, I don't know, man. Is Gegard still fighting in Bellator, like, often? Because didn't he just lose to the one dude?
I think he did just lose. He lost to that one guy.
The guy who wrestles and no one picked against Gegard.
And nobody cares about.
No one cares. Because Bellator...
Corey Anderson also lost to Vadim Nenkov.
Yeah, making Yuri Prochazka look better every day. Every scalp on Vadim Nemkov's record just makes Yuri look better. I love it.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing, or it makes the UFC light heavyweight division as a whole look worse.
No, because I'm talking about when they fought, Nemkov fucking no-mossed out of the corner. Nemkov, there was a second round scheduled, and Nemkov did not come out of his corner because Yuri was that intimidating and that gassed him out. You should watch that
He's
fight.
He's there with his fucking antenna.
It's no, it was pre-antenna. He had a buzz cut.
He's got the fucking...
Yeah, yeah, but it was because it was Ryzen, right? So it was 10-minute rounds. And the first 10-minute round was amazing. There was back and forth. Nemkov was getting takedowns. Prohazka was reversing. It was great striking. Then they go to the corners, and Nemkov is like, yeah, I'm not getting up. I'm not getting off the stool. I'm good. And since then, Nemkov has been on the run of his life and beating everyone. And Jiří has a solid dub over him. So shout out to Jiří.
Jiří.
I'll always take a chance to give Jiří credit. So.
Shout out Jiří, who we won't see for a year. Oh,
a year?
It's pain. It's absolute pain.
Any other miscellaneous stuff?
I hope he's
all right,
dude. Like, I hope he comes back good.
Yeah. I mean, with a shoulder injury this bad, I hope so.
Yeah. But as you were saying?
You got anything else coming up?
I actually don't. I mean, we can review the card coming up.
Let's save that next week, because I do want to start getting back into the weekly flow, especially after Thanksgiving break and everything where we didn't have fights to go over. Let's save the pay-per-view analysis, because I will actually do some research into Blachowicz and Ankalaev and see like how their striking matches up, because Blachowicz is a really tricky striker to deal with. And I actually think he's going to give Ankalaev the toughest challenge in terms of takedown defense that we've seen. Right. So I want to do some research into that and actually provide an intelligent opinion rather than just saying herder legendary Polish power. He has a noose of a hangman that he holds before he goes into the octagon, like a shout to Jan.
So just saying this reads, so I don't forget.
He reads Fellowship of the Ring to his little baby. Have you seen the pictures of that? His baby is like 6 months old and he's sitting in the crib and Jan is like reading the sacred text to my kid, legendary Polish power, thumbs up in the Instagram caption. And it's fucking Tolkien. It's Lord of the Rings. I love him, dude.
That was a secret. I think not to get too much into it, but I think Jan struggles against southpaws.
True.
Ankalaev is a southpaw.
So. How many fucking Dagestani champions are we going to have by the time this is all said and done?
Oh, who knows?
Like, I'm wondering if we get four or more simultaneously, because like we already have Makhachev and Usman Nurmagomedov, both belt holders now. If Ankalaev gets it, we also have Chimaev, who's not Dagestani, but everyone thinks he is. So that's like, he has a similar
close
style.
Enough.
Close, yeah. Close enough. Abe Lincoln Beard, name ends in a V. He's right there with him.
Could have Divashvili.
He's Georgian. He doesn't even count.
Oh, okay. Never mind. But he has the look. He looks like
The mustache doesn't count. He has a mustache. Okay.
But he has the beard.
Invalid.
But he does have the beard, though. You know what I'm saying.
Allahu no Akbar.
No Akbar.
Inshallah, Marab converts to Islam and shaves his mustache.
then he develops striking.
Yeah. But, I mean, we might get four or more Dagestani champions at the same time, which would be crazy.
Yeah, true. True.
But I'll give my full researched opinion on that next week after I actually get the chance to watch some tape.
Word. Yeah. I think that does it for the episode, doesn't
it? Cool. Go watch ONE Championship, listeners. If nothing but for Soldic, because Soldic is gonna be fun.
Yeah, I'm gonna check out some Soldic.
Watch the Soldic mixtape on YouTube. It's like Roberto Soldic best knockouts or whatever. And it's just him putting people to sleep with his left hand. It's beautiful.
I don't even know.
He has these big stupid
tattoos that are like
block letters, and it makes it look like he has a bunch of sponsors on his back, but they're actually just permanent tattoos. Yeah.
That guy.
That
I know who that guy is.
Yeah.
He's the big motherfucker, right?
Yeah, he's huge for his division.
Oh my God. Who's he fighting in ONE?
Some undefeated Russian prospect.
Oh, he's done.
Yeah.
Soldic is done.
No.
Oh, you think Soldic is gonna win?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. He's fighting Murad Ramazanov. He is beating that dude.
Oh, but you tell me undefeated Russian. I'm like,
he beat the last one he fought, Mamed Khalidov. He fought Mamed Khalidov and beat him. He beat a bunch of. Listen, KSW is nothing but undefeated Eastern European prospects. The only dudes that so Roberto Soldic lost to Dricus du Plessis, immediately avenged it, lost to Yaroslav Amosov, which shout out to that guy, I'm a big Amosov fan, and lost to Marko Radakovic in his fifth fight ever. So since then, he's just been, he's lost to no one but the best, Andrikus Duplessis, who he immediately beat again.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Huh.
So now he's in one, and it'll be really fun. It's the Friday coming up, the second.
Okay.
It's Rainier de Ridder. It's this week, actually. Rainier de Ridder is fighting at light heavyweight, and then Soldic is the co-main.
And that's heavyweight, right?
Soldic is fighting at middleweight.
Oh, I'm thinking of the wrong guy then.
Mm.
I'm thinking of the wrong guy. When you said big beefy motherfucker with the tattoos, like that look like sponsorships, I was like, oh, I know that guy. No, but that's somebody else.
Roberto has the sponsorship tattoos as well. I think it might just be a KSW thing.
Oh, okay. Okay. I mixed two of them up. No, I mixed two of them up.
You're totally fine.
Shit. Okay. Yeah.
But all right.
This is okay.
I suppose that is it for this week.
Yeah, that's it. We're gonna end on my L. We're just gonna end on that. I'm gonna hold this fat L for not knowing who the fuck Soldic was.
I'll hold it too, because I didn't know who Andrikus Duplessis was until Roberto Soldic finally beat him. I saw that on YouTube. I didn't even watch it live. So I'm kind of a fake fan. Like, I'm not a KSW loyal supporter, but I know Soldic enough to have the name value.
Also, okay. I also thought Darren Till was fighting this weekend. He is not. He's fighting on the pay-per-view.
Allegedly.
We'll review that.
If Darren Till doesn't get injured. Darren Till in 4 days is going to be like, sorry guys, my leg broke. I can't fight.
Yeah, sorry. My torso is detached from from my endoskeleton. Sorry guys.
My epidermis is gone. My fault.
Yeah, my epidermis is gone.
Yeah.
My
epidermis. I gotta get my Darren Till Cockney accent on point for next week, because we will have to talk about him.
Yeah, I'm gonna get some clips. I'll get some more clips to see if anything, any bullshit be happening for next week's show.
Well, that has been it for Bullshito episode 4, folks. Hopefully, we'll actually get these out on a normal schedule. That's me and Seth both being busy as fuck. I'm not trying to put Seth under the bus there. Legitimately, we just have no time. But I love talking shit about fights, so hopefully we can get
it. Yeah, especially worth it. I'll get this one out on
now
time.
That we're sponsored by Anchor FM. Yeah.
Thank you.
Give
thank
us your you, dimes, Anchor. And we will give you dime takes on this fucking show.
Absolutely. And we'll give you good picks.
Yes.
Because last UFC, we actually didn't do too bad on our picks.
I think I picked the whole main card correctly. I might
you
be
did.
Wrong about that.
You
but,
did.
Yeah, I swept the main
except
card.
Oh my God, what fight was that? Moicano fight.
Well, that wasn't on the main card.
Oh, yeah. It was the future prelim.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Also, shout out Moicano.
Moicano want money.
He want money. He looks pretty good.
I hope he's on the Joe Rogan Experience intro now, saying all that shit about Joe Rogan. I love your podcast. I listen to it every day. I hope he's the
with the Nick Diaz. Joe Rogan podcast or trade by day. Joe Rogan podcast all night. All day.
Yeah, I hope that.
Which makes no sense.
I hope that's the new one. Yeah.
Oh my God. But yeah. All right. That's going to do this for, that's going to do us for episode 4. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you to Anchor FM for the sponsors.
Peace.
Yeah. We're going to keep on trucking. See you next week.
See you next week.